Let's see what we have time to do here in this hour of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Joining us now is Dr. Jack Stockwell for an edition of Good Day Health. Dr. Jack is a noted NUCA chiropractor, is in Salt Lake City, Utah, has been a part of the Good Day program for a number of years, has great expertise, and so we offer him as an alternative to some of the more conventional thinking. Whichever place your heart goes, you've got a way on Good Day Health to hear a little bit of everything from all sorts of circles. And so I'm proud of my connection with Jack and my friendship. There always is something going on in the world of medicine. So let's see if we can link a number of things together, starting with the controversy this week, Jack, on e-cigarettes. It isn't just this week, this month, this year. It's been since they came out. Let's listen to a report on e-cigarette regulations and whether or not they're bad for the economy. That's the twist here in this particular voicer.
E-cigarettes have been around for nearly a decade.
No one should vape unless they're looking for an alternative to smoking.
Brad Wooten and his wife started Woo Vapes about a year ago, selling battery-powered e-cigarettes.
We opened it after being longtime smokers.
The devices have liquid, which contains nicotine.
I know I would probably go back to smoking cigarettes without the e-cigarette.
For the first time, Wooten and everyone else in the e-cigarette industry are facing regulations by the federal government.
It would mean that we would probably shut down.
Liquids and batteries all have to be approved by the Food and Drug Administration. Ingredients must be displayed on packs with a warning stating that nicotine is addictive. The cost for businesses to apply and register every variety sold in a store could reach more than $1 million.
There's going to be hundreds of people in the area out of jobs. There's going to be, in my business alone, we'll have four people out of work.
The FDA says businesses like Woo Vapes, where vapors are mixed in-house, will have 2 years to submit applications. A big reason behind the regulation is because the government says 3 million middle and high schoolers used e-cigarettes last year.
Under the new rule, e-cigarettes cannot be sold to anyone under the age of 18. Wooten says that has always been the policy at this shop.
I think the majority of the industry has been on board with the age restrictions. However, don't put unrealistic expectations on us, unrealistic amounts of money to pay in order to stay in business.
Wooten says e-cigarettes shouldn't be lumped in with the tobacco industry because the products are different.
Right now, we're just going to fight.
And review roughly 500 pages of new rules.
All right. So, Jack, why shouldn't the e-cigarette regulations be the same or scrutinized as much as regular tobacco regulations?
Well, I think to a certain degree that's possible, but there's a deeper problem here, I think, behind the scenes that smacks right up against your libertarian ideas. And here is an unelected bureaucracy coming out and telling people what they can do in their private life. I have no problem with an 18-year-old restriction. I don't have any problem with that. And I don't have any problem with people doing things in their bodies that they want to do that don't necessarily affect somebody else.
As adults.
Yes, as an adult. So I share those libertarian ideas with you. But to come out and regulate batteries, regulate the unit itself, regulate the kind of material that goes into the vaping machine, obviously, this is a political move, not a move about health. It's a political move because how much money does the vaping industry give to Congress as opposed to the tobacco industry and the kinds of donations that are made for political gain?
Yep, I was thinking that same thing.
It's like you always say, follow the dollar. That's the first thing I always look
at.
But
from the medical perspective, are these things poisoning children? The number of cases is skyrocketing, so the government says. The studies suggest that anyway. Stories at DougSteffen.com.
Sure. So we're back to addictive behavior again. Mm-hmm. And they're going to get a really quick rush from the nicotine that's in the vapor. It goes into the lungs. Goes right through the into the bloodstream, just like inhaling tobacco smoke, goes right into the lungs, satisfies that addictive drive that they have that actually has a common ground between the two of them back to a dysfunctional gut to some degree that gives us our addictive drive. Mm-hmm. So here you're hooking kids on nicotine through the vaping device as opposed to smoking cigarette tobacco. I suppose there's a very good argument as to how the vaping is safer than the tobacco, but you're still missing the point. The missing the point here is that we're feeding addictive behavior to people who should be doing something else.
All right. So as a NUCA chiropractor, you specialize in the spine, the neck, the shoulders, that sort of thing. How does this medical problem that we're talking about, people get addicted to various substances like nicotine, how does that affect the body? How does it affect the structural integrity of your bones, of your muscles, of your superstructure?
Well, as you well know, Mary runs half of the business.
Mary, Jack's wife, Mary.
Yes, Mary, my wife, is the nutritionist, the head nutritionist, and she takes care of the nutritional aspects of the office, you know, in conjunction with me, but she really takes the lead. And so we are dealing with addictive stuff in the sense of sugars, and we're dealing with addictive stuff in the sense of caffeine, and we're dealing with addictive stuff in the sense of tobacco and other kinds of addictive substances that all have a degenerative effect on the flora that grows inside the gut upon which our lives so importantly depend.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's any time you start bringing something into the body that affects neurotransmitter function inside the brain, such as nicotine or caffeine or sugar or these things, you are changing to some degree the metabolic balance inside the body. And so the body's got to spend a lot of energy to take care of those kinds of problems rather than healing itself, regulating itself to proper metabolic balance so that you can get the full energy of life. Your body's constantly having to deal with this overload of chemicals coming into the system that changes the metabolic balance point.
Changes everything. Change your brain, everything.
Yes, absolutely.
Jack Stockwell, member of the International Health Technologies Board, member of the NUCA Standards and Certification Board. He's a practitioner who, as we just suggested, practices with his wife. His website is theforbiddendoctor.com. Every week they have a new podcast. Matter of fact, this week's podcast, very important, just what is cancer? And this is going to be a multi-part. I suggest maybe you go into forbiddendoctor.com, listen to some of the other podcasts. There have been, at this point, I think you're about 80 or 90, haven't you, done since you got started?
We're right at 70. And cancer just is not what people have been told it is. And that's what this podcast is about.
Right. I mean, we can talk about that as a matter of course, what causes cancer. We all have cancer. Frankly, we all have cancers in our system. It's whether or not the free radicals get together. That comes from stress. I think I saw something that you sent me earlier on about stress and the toll that stress takes on your body and smoking, the things we were just talking about. How do you eat right? As a matter of fact, we're going to talk about in a moment pregnant women who consume fizzy diet drinks and what happens to them and their children. That's coming up next here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, IVC Advocates with principal office in Temecula, California, is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, this is an important announcement for anyone who had surgery to implant a blood clot device. If you or a loved one had a surgery in the past 10 years and your doctor used an IVC filter to trap blood clots, call 800-689-0335 now. These devices can be life-threatening and you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. The FDA is evaluating adverse events caused by these blood clot devices, which can lead to complications and serious injury. Call 800-689-0335 right now. These devices could break and lead to serious injury. Call now as time is limited. Call 800-689-0335. If you or a loved one has one of these dangerous blood clot devices, as you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation, our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-689-0335. That's 800-689-0335. 800-689-0335.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot.
And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Dear Daddy, dear Mom,
I love you.
I miss you.
I'm proud to call you my father.
Every year, Snowball Express honors the children of fallen soldiers, heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation.
Snowball Express, in partnership with the American Veterans Center, is proud to introduce an American legend, Tony Orlando.
We can never repay the sacrifice our soldiers have made, but we can honor them by giving back to their children. Donate now at snowballexpress.org.
18 past the hour. Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with me. This is the program that will take apart a lot of the media's overlook and maybe oversight or whatever, overkill when it comes to certain stories. This focus on pregnant women who consume fizzy diet drinks, supposedly, according to the study that I'm looking at, Jack, twice as likely to raise fat children as those who don't. I don't know if there's any mystery to this. The mothers that were studied here drank artificially sweetened drinks every day, twice as likely to have a baby who was overweight at 12 months. Children exposed to artificial sweeteners in the womb may develop a sweet tooth that they have to deal with afterwards. So,
well, one thing to remember about babies developing inside of mama, they're not just living off of mom's nutrition. Their organs are developing. And those organs are following a genetic code so that the stomach looks like a stomach and the lungs look like a lung. But they are dependent upon the nutritional quality of mom's food. And when you start adding all of these unnatural, and by unnatural I mean synthetic laboratory-created chemicals that are going to pass the placental barrier, that's going to get inside of baby, the development of these organs, including its heart and its brain, its liver, kidneys, everything else, even its sexual determination, is dependent upon the quality of that food. And when you start loading it up with non-foods, because mom doesn't want to have sugar in her system, and that would go across to the baby too, she takes these artificial sweetener drinks, those things are getting into the baby's bloodstream, and its own organ development is going to be affected by these chemicals that we have no genetic history as to how to handle them when we're inside our developing womb.
Yeah, it really is amazing. And it kind of, you look at things that children are likely to be allergic to. We have this whole big thing now about peanuts and whether your children are allergic to them or not. There's a story that we're running at DougStefan.com about food allergies growing in numbers. But if you eat these things, I think you've maintained that if you eat peanuts when you're pregnant, the child won't have an allergy to them. I don't know the government is looking at this. There's so many common food allergies. Let's talk about that in a moment, shall we? Will, as we continue in Good Day Health, look at allergies and how you can beat them. Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out the ForbiddenDoctor.com. Get his podcast, get the information that is there. And there are also some great service items that you'll want to check out. I'll tell you about those as we continue here on Good Day Health at 21 after the hour.
How do we attain peace? It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, Executive Director of the National Center for Policy Analysis. In a chaotic world where global security is threatened, how do we find peace? Does it come from creating a false reality that fits a certain political ideology? History has proven that any attempt to compromise, appease, or legitimize an enemy only serves to embolden them. It appears as weakness and gives them a sense of strength and superiority. President Reagan coined the mantra peace through strength, and it gave hope and empowerment to our allies and those seeking the beacon of liberty. He put the enemies of freedom on notice and demanded that the wall of tyranny be torn down, and it was. No one wants to advocate for war, but the fight is upon us, and peace in our time does not come by surrender or appeasement. Peace comes through strength. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
After the hour, this is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell here discussing some of this week's current issues medically. We were talking about things that children are addicted to. Odds are you have a food allergy or know somebody who does. 15 million Americans have food allergies, Jack. One in every 13 children has a food allergy, according to the Research and Education Foundation. What's puzzling is the number of people who have a food allergy, the numbers growing up. Researchers are not clear as to why. There are a lot of common food allergies. I'm a little allergic to a little lactose intolerance, why raw milk is so good for me. I have a gluten intolerance that doesn't always bother me, kind of gets into celiac disease to a point. There are other things. I'm just talking about me. Do you have, I never asked you whether you have any allergies to anything.
I used to until Mary got, you know, really militant with me in fixing my gut.
Right.
I couldn't walk into a house that had a cat. I didn't even have to see the cat. If there was a cat in the house, within about, 10, 15 minutes, my eyes would be bloodshot and swelling out of my head. Now we've just recently had a cat adopt us over this last month.
Right.
It's in the bed. It's in the kitchen. It climbs up on the bed at night when we're asleep. Not so much as a sneeze.
Really?
Because I've fixed the gut. This is where allergic things come from. And again, it goes back to the dependent upon the health of mom's nutritional choices during pregnancy. And that's why eating the peanuts, things like this, those kinds of proteins will sometimes get across the blood, the placental barrier, and baby begins to be, you know, conditioned to these things. That's not really the way we want to do it, but it's happening because of our dietary choices today.
Well, how much of this has come out of a desire to create another industry? This new specialization of food allergist doctors who emphasize and have a specialty just in evaluating. These are board certified people that are, they say they're there to ensure proper diagnosis and education, and that's fine. But I sometimes think these things are sort of self-created.
Well, they are, because they're trying to sell medication.
Right.
They're trying to sell drugs that suppress the allergic reaction rather than finding out why the allergic reaction is taking place in the sense of some physiological change in the body that can actually be addressed nutritionally.
Yep. All right, the poll that we had at DougSteffen.com around this, asking what foods are you allergic to, listen to this, 42% when they answered the poll at DougStephan.com, said they weren't allergic to anything.
Oh.
Let's see. 14% said something other than what we listed. We listed nuts, soy, wheat, eggs, dairy, fish, shellfish, that sort of thing. I'm allergic to lobster now. Let's see. 13% said some kind of nuts. 12% said dairy. 10% said eggs and wheat. 9% said fish or shellfish. It's interesting. As I look at this, I don't know that I'm allergic to any nuts, but I certainly am allergic to wheat and dairy and shellfish. I wonder what the connection is between.
Well, remember about wheat. The wheat you're eating, the wheat all of us are eating, is not the wheat that our grandparents ate. This stuff has been played with.
It's GMO'd to the nth degree.
Well, that's right. They haven't GMO'd wheat yet, but they have corn and other grains. But wheat has still been hybridized enough times that our digestive systems do not completely recognize these protein structures. And so we have a reaction to it. Just as, you know, your body's going to react to anything that comes upon it or in it that is an immediate signal to the immune system to respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the immune system is what is responding with an allergic reaction. The release of histamine, the sneezing, the coughing, the headache, these kinds of things. Because the body has to, what's this stuff? You know, it's just going crazy. What's this stuff? And it has to react to it through the immune response. And we keep introducing artificial chemicals, and there's, you know, mold inhibitors, food coloring, flavor enhancers, the MSG, the aspartame, all these things that we have no genetic history in our digestive systems to handle. So in the name of convenience and in the name of shelf life, we are surrendering our immune systems to this onslaught.
Yep. Jack Stockwell is here with us on Good Day Health. Strokes are largely preventable and treatable, but you need to educate yourself on top of everything else to the risk factors and know what the warning signs are of strokes. Here's Brian Osich with more to help you understand what may be going on in your body.
May is American Stroke Month, and Dr. Ralph Sacco of the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine says the best way to beat a stroke is to avoid one altogether.
Most people who have first-time strokes have high blood pressure. If you have high blood pressure, and one out of three of us does, get it under control to help avoid a stroke.
Stroke risk increases with age, but it's never zero.
While African Americans and seniors are at increased risk, anyone at any age can have a stroke.
Sacco says many strokes are treatable thanks to clot-busting drugs and medical devices, but you have to act fast.
When a stroke occurs, nothing is more important than time. We want everyone to learn the acronym FAST, to recognize the most common stroke signs. If you see F for face drooping, A for arm weakness, or S for speech difficulty, it's T, time, to call 911, face, arm, speech, time, FAST.
For more information, go to StrokeAssociation.org. That's Healthcare Now from the American Stroke Association.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
like the taste of fresh apples?
Try an Angry Orchard hard cider.
At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell on the Good Day Health Program. The Forbidden Doctor podcast is something very special, very informative. Jack, as a Nooka chiropractor, has an interesting approach to medicine. His wife, Mary, studies, has been extraordinarily helpful to me and any number of things and people that I care about because she's done so much research. So I would suggest if you want to have sort of a leg up on some things, common things that are problems you can avoid, go to the Forbidden Doctor website, sign up for the podcast, and then you'll look over, there's another page at the website that goes through the special scientific formulas that are in some of the products there, the long life energy enzymes, the thyroid product, the new thyroid product that's there. These enzymes are super. Everybody in my family is on these things. The composition, they've compounded something that's extraordinary. And so if you want, as is suggested by the name of the product, Long Life Energy, the enzymes are there, very powerful probiotics. So as you read about it, you get the information at ForbiddenDoctor.com, you probably decide, I want to order these things. So you can do it right there, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Click on products, click on the Long Life Energy Enzymes or the thyroid product, which is called, what did you get? It's complete. What did you call that thyroid thing?
Ageless.
Ageless. Ageless thyroid. Okay. So both of those help read the explanation and what people have said. This stuff virtually eliminates heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, bloating, indigestion, lots of digestive distress. So that's at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And if you'd like to order, you go to the box where there's a code. And in the code box, you put Doug, D-O-U-G, for 10% off. Okay? Forbidden Doctor, ForbiddenDoctor.com. The issue of malaria. There's a lot of information around this week about whether or not, the speculation is, could we finally be beating malaria? The first vaccine could be approved in the next year or two, which may save a half a million lives. So they say this is something transmitted by mosquitoes, Jack, affects 214 million people a year. So this vaccine would be the first to protect people against the disease. One wonders, well, there's so much focus on mosquitoes and that kind of thing because of Zika. How close malaria is a lot more prevalent, a lot more of a problem for travelers. And so how does it impact the immune system? Is this just another way for the big drug companies to make a few bucks?
Well, again, I always look for the dollar. Who stands to gain by what's going on? Who stood to gain by stopping the spreading or the spraying of DDT? One of the most effective, and it was not nearly as toxic as Rachel Carlson tried to make it out to be. But the 200 million people who are affected by this every year could be greatly decreased by reviving DDT. But now they want to use a vaccine. So I've been looking into this. The vaccine consists of about 250,000 of these parasites that are subjected to radiation. So it doesn't completely kill them. It just attenuates the strength of these little bugs. It makes them extremely weak. And so they inject that into the bloodstream. Your immune system sees it, goes nuts over it, tries to build an immune defense against the presence of these very weak parasites, weak enough to the point where it does not cause malaria in the body. But the theory is that it would trigger some immune response to it. And in about half the people they've experimented with this on, had some kind of protection against malaria for up to as much as a year. And so they're saying right now, well, they're going to have to continue to get this annually. Who stands to gain from that? Now, I'm not trying to be merciless here. And malaria in a child is a very horrible thing. Okay. And if malarial medicine is not provided within the first 24 to 36 hours of infection, some disastrous things that can take place, because these parasites can end up in the heart, they can end up in the brain. And it's just a very tragic situation when it comes to children. Yeah. But instead of investing money and start spraying these jungles, and it always happens during the monsoon season when pools of water are everywhere, that's when it's at its worst. And, again, who stands to gain from this kind of thing? That may sound a little cold, cruel,
always
and heartless.
But look around and see.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious in many circumstances where it is. All the Zika, this whole fray about it, there is this rush to develop a new vaccine, and one wonders how important that's going to be, especially, well, if you're pregnant or you're going to get pregnant or you think you're going to get pregnant, it's foolhardy to expose yourself to these areas, I think.
Sure it is. But let me throw you a curveball here. All these areas where, especially in Central America, where Zika is really spreading, are also the areas of huge Roundup usage.
Mm-hmm.
And the symptoms associated with Zika, like a flu virus or the microcephaly that babies are suffering, are the same thing that happens when mothers intake glyphosate,
which
the
is
the chemical
Roundup.
Product of Roundup.
Yep, it's Roundup.
So what is really causing the problem? There's a little more research here that needs to be done.
There's a story from today's show at DougStefan.com about a new this hospital idea to give mothers baby boxes. Did you see? It's a little strange putting your newborn baby in a cardboard box. A hospital teaching moms that it's the safest thing to do for their baby. This is a result of a study at Philadelphia's Temple University. They're going to give free baby boxes to all moms who deliver there. The idea is to decrease the rate of co-sleeping, the practice of parents sleeping in the same bed as their babies. And I don't know, does this contribute to sudden infant death syndrome, being in the bed with a baby, or this is just good psychological work to keep? They're available for about $80 a piece, as I see it.
Well, sudden infant death syndrome really comes from another kind of a problem. The smothering of a baby when a sleeping mother or father rolls over on the baby is the thing that they're trying to prevent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, putting a baby in a box, I suppose it has some logical benefit to doing something like that. Mm-hmm. But when mom finishes nursing the baby, she needs to have the crib right next to the bed, a low-cut crib next to the bed that she can reach over, put the baby back to sleep in the crib. But sometimes in the middle of the night and after a feeding and you're just too sleepy and you're just too tired, you have a tendency to, mom has a tendency to fall asleep while she's nursing.
They're doing this in Finland, and it's apparently they're giving, the government gives them to every new mom, so that's why the consideration. We don't want to be seconded to anybody. That's the way. All right, 41 past the hour. Good Day Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell here.
How fast are Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your indoor and outdoor allergies. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger among OTC-branded oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
This report is brought to you by Dreft. Spring is here. Temperatures are on the rise, and after a long winter indoors, parents and their little ones are spending more time outside. The spring season brings more allergens to the air, and rising temperatures can trigger skin irritations. With all this in mind, it's important that parents seek out solutions that are gentle on babies' sensitive skin. Dr. Diane Hess, pediatrician and medical director of Gramercy Pediatrics.
As both a pediatrician and a mother, I know just how sensitive a baby's skin can be. Since clothes are in direct contact with the baby's skin, I always suggest parents to wash clothes with a specially formulated product like Dreft. It's gentle and hypoallergenic on baby's skin, and it comes with a scent that I love, and it remains safe for babies.
Dreft detergent is the number one choice of pediatricians and has been trusted by moms for 80 years to make their baby's fabrics feel clean and soft. For more tips, visit www.dreft.com. That's www.dreft.com.
Now's the perfect time to get your house and yard ready for summer. Emmy-winning home improvement expert George Oliphant has ways to save money, energy, and space inside and out.
Cooling systems account for nearly 50% of a home's energy use. LG's ArtCool Gallery duct-free split system is more efficient than traditional central HVAC and window-mounted air conditioners. They look like wall picture frames that you can customize. One outdoor unit can heat or cool up to 8 rooms.
And for landscaping, do you have suggestions for lawn equipment that's easy to use?
Cordless trimmers, leaf blowers, and walk-behind mowers from Troy-Bilt powered by Core. The patented motor rivals the power of gas engines, and the battery is interchangeable, saving you money.
And to keep things green?
Scott's natural mulch keeps soil moist, prevents weeds, and creates a groomed landscape all year long. And Nature Care's organic soils are great for all your gardens, so you can grow beautiful flowers, plants, and even homegrown veggies.
For more information, go to videopump.tv.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
We have a number of things on our bill of fare, including the story which you may or may not have seen profiled here, there, and everywhere. People are talking about this report that medical errors are the third leading cause of death in the United States. How do you like that? Leaving something in your body or, you know, whatever.
It's a whole bunch of things. It's the wrong medication. It's the right medication, but there's too much of it. There's the surgical mistakes that take place. There's tests that are given. There are other processes. There's about a half a dozen different things that add up to this. It's not just leaving something in during surgery. There's anesthetic shock that, even though a little bit of a test ahead of time seemed to be okay, but once they were under deep anesthesia, the shock killed them. And but this is, I don't know why this is suddenly in the news, because there have been research done over the last two decades that show, I think the highest I've ever seen was fourth. And this was several years ago that it was ranked number fourth, infectious diseases being number three. Mm-hmm. But it's pushed that one out of its third place and become, you know, so what are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do?
This is one of the reasons why alternative medicine is growing at such rapid numbers in this country,
because people
are losing faith in this stuff.
Yep. 44 past the hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell, back with some more information that will help you medically. As a matter of fact, you ought to check out his podcast at Dr. Jack's ForbiddenDoctor.com, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Every week, a new podcast. You want to find out what cancer really is, you can tap into his mind and Mary's mind. And I'm going to tell you how we tapped into Mary's mind and Jack's mind over the weekend in a few moments. I find that Jack has a lot of expertise, and thus the formula that's been used to put together the long life energy enzymes and their new ageless thyroid product, which you can find also at ForbiddenDoctor.com. These are two products that are tested, that are researched, that come from Jack's many, many years of experience and Mary's research for many, many years. I'm down with this. As a matter of fact, I take these products myself, the ageless thyroid thing. People need to have a thyroid focus. A lot of people don't. Learning about your thyroid is important, but having a healthy gut, which you get with the long life energy enzymes, is just about the most important thing. So you take three or four of these a day. It's almost miraculous how well they will help you either get to feel or stay feeling. So if you want to check them out and order them, all you have to do is go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. I like the probiotic side of it, as a matter of fact. And then we'll talk about what happened with Meredith in a few moments and how the probiotics are so important. At any rate, go to the website, check out Long Life Energy Enzymes and Ageless Thyroid. If you would like to order them, you click on the order. There's an order button there on the website. And if you want to use the code Doug for 10% off, that's cool, too. Use Doug for 10% off at ForbiddenDoctor.com. All right, so the thing that I like about Jack and what I like about the philosophy that he espouses, and that's why we have several people on this program who remember, we have different doctors with different points of view. And that's what I think we I'm trying to get everybody to respect another person's point of view. It may be that Jack's way is the way for you. It may be that Ken Kronhaus's way is the way for you. But at least you have different things that come from these gentlemen who are both experienced. They both have expertise, and so you decide what works best for you. I know that Meredith, who had a problem over this past week, and we still don't really know what it was. It wasn't Lyme disease. It was not a tick bite. It was some other stuff, but she got so far down that she went to the hospital and had to get hydrolyzed, or whatever they call it. And
hydrated.
Thank you. That too. Was there for 4 or 5 hours. And then afterwards, I asked Jack to talk to her a little bit. So you did. And you gave her all kinds of things to work on and think about. Mary is a genius, Jack's wife, and she's very helpful. That's why the podcast do so well. But I mean, I don't mind using her as an example of the things that the medical community, the people in the hospital, were convinced that she had Lyme's disease. And then after the blood test, she didn't have Lyme's disease. How do you know, and how do you trust, and how do you know who to trust when it comes to these sorts of things? That's the conundrum here, Jack.
Well, it's a matter of getting a little bit better self-educated. And there's plenty of ways and avenues to follow to start learning about how your body actually works and the kind of nutrition, the kind of exercise, whatever else that it's required. Most of us have sedentary jobs anymore, and they're only 3 or 4 generations away from people who are on their feet and working.
Yeah.
The amount of back problems that are caused just by sitting in a chair for 30 minutes or 30 hours or 8 hours a day anymore is just staggering.
Yeah.
The Forbidden Doctor. I mean, we try to cover every subject we possibly can from a nutritional exercise point of view.
And that's why.
It's a good place to start. Yeah, it's a good place to start.
Yeah. All right, join the thousands of people that are podcasting at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Not available in all states. Looking for the most exciting new franchise opportunity that's a guaranteed hit with consumers? Well, look no further. Introducing Reese & Irvy's world's first frozen yogurt vending robot. The revolutionary, high-tech, first-of-its-kind approach to frozen yogurt franchising. Imagine a fully automated robot serving up to 9 flavors of frozen yogurt and 6 delicious toppings in 60 seconds or less. These robots are a huge hit in malls, quick-serve restaurants, hospitals, theme parks, movie theaters, supermarkets, practically anywhere. Because we secure premium locations for our franchisees, and with the high profit margin, you're insured the fastest possible return on your investment. If you're looking to start your own franchise and be the first in your market to unveil this groundbreaking, revolutionary, high profit vending robot, just go to froyofranchising.com right now. So go now to froyofranchising.com and find out how we can help you secure premium locations and get started today. Locations are going fast, so act now to take part in the future of frozen yogurt. That's froyofranchising.com. Again, froyofranchising.com.
Hey there, you see that thing on top of your car? That's a metaphor for the strain dirty deposits put on your engine. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Whoa, easy there, buddy. I'm excited too, but let's show a little restraint. That's better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Now we're joined by Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a medical doctor in Florida, actually a specialist in cardiology and lungs and all of the... How many miles of piping do we have in our body?
60,000 each one of us.
60,000. All right, so apparently there are a lot of things in people's bodies after they have operations. The point is now, according to a study, the third leading cause of death in our country after heart disease and cancer as people who screw up in the doctor's office, right?
I thought you'd like this one. This is from the
British...
It's
interesting, but I sure as hell don't like it.
This is from the British Medical Journal this week. Doug, medical errors, they may be the third leading cause of death in America. More than 250,000 people, it's estimated, die each year due to medical errors. So how do you avoid becoming a statistic? Let me give you at least 5 recommendations. Do not be admitted into a hospital alone. If you have to be admitted, go in there with somebody who loves you. Mm-hmm. Also, carry a list of all medications you take, and on that list should be the name of the drug, the dose, and the schedule. That is how you take it. Understand your discharge instructions from a hospital. That's the medications you should be taking when you go home, and your follow-up, what doctor you're seeing, when, and how. Make sure you personally receive the results of any test, including blood work that's collected. Do not assume that no news is necessarily good news. And use the same first name, last name, and middle initial for all medical issues. For example, I've seen women who remarry or have a third name, and they're using one name on one insurance card, another name on another insurance company, and another name, and it's so confusing. Use only one first, middle, and last name on everything you do medically.
Wow, isn't that interesting?
That's a great tip.
Yeah, it is. All right. Fatty foods, eating them will make you sleepy and perhaps worse, especially if you're driving, right?
Exactly. Medical Journal Nutrients this week. Men who eat a lot of fatty foods may find themselves needing an afternoon nap. Hormones produced in the gut do promote sleepiness, Doug, but we really do not understand why fatty foods make us sleepy. We also do not know whether eating fatty foods at night interferes with sleep.
There's a question about driving in the dark and whether or not it makes you speed. Something happens to your brain, apparently. You, in the dark, think you need to drive faster. I don't know if you saw that study or not. I thought it was pretty interesting. You travel slower in the daytime and drive faster at night. For some kind of
strain. The cues are just not there.
Yeah, that could be it. All right, good news or important news for older people. If you're not building up your muscles, you're going to die. Basically, that's what this study says, right?
Exactly. Preventive medicine, the secrets to a longer and healthier life may not be available in pill form, Doug, but may look like a barbell. When people 65 and older do strength training only twice a week, they lower their odds of dying from any cancer by any cause by almost half. Previous studies have shown that strength training may improve muscle mass in chronic conditions such as diabetes, osteoporosis, lower back pain, and obesity. Stronger muscles, Doug, they also result in better stamina, physical function, and balance. This is easy. You can do such exercises without any equipment, such as push-ups, abdominal crunches, and leg squats.
All right. Now, to underscore that, one of the ways to get more blood to your muscles so that you'll be stronger and healthier is to take Super Beets. Ken's going to explain in the next minute why Super Beets are so effective and so good for getting your circulation up and thus getting more out of your workout.
Thanks, Doug. Based on Nobel Prize winning research from 1998, your body needs to continuously manufacture nitric oxide. And if it doesn't have the building blocks to make this gas, you won't have it. And the 60,000 miles of circulation that we talked about won't have adequate oxygen because the blood vessels open up when they're sprayed by the red blood cell first with the nitric oxide before they get in and deliver the oxygen for your workouts. There's two products, Super Beets. It gives you a boost of nitric oxide so that you can get that extra bit of energy instead of the caffeine drinks. And then Neo 40 will increase your maintenance level of nitric oxide. Get it tested with those saliva test strips.
All right, here's how you get all of this happening for you right away. Call 800-655-4183. You get the strips free, you get a book free, Neo 40, order that, and also Super Beets at 800-655-4183. It's terrific. Take Ken's advice. 800-655-4183. I'm
Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. So you've come up with a great idea for making money on the internet. You create a website and begin making actual sales. You're living the dream. But out of the blue, you're sued by someone who's blind. They say they can't use your website, and you're in violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Think that could happen? Well, in America, it already has, a number of times. Recently, a federal judge ordered the owners of a website called Colorado Bag and Baggage to pay $4,000 to someone who sued them under the ADA, saying they didn't provide special accommodations to help the disabled. They also have to pay the plaintiff's legal fees, expected to exceed $100,000. Let's be fair. If the ADA clearly spelled out the requirements for websites, then lawsuits like this might be understandable. But it doesn't, and as the Justice Department works on writing the rules, more and more owners of websites are being sued, even Harvard University. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.